who is on the other end of the phone right
yes.
now. How's it going?
Hey.
Thanks for coming on to the show, Mousy. I'm Ben, by the way, because you only heard Josh just before. Kia ora. How are you feeling this morning?
I am laying in bed, and I can see my hair in the reflection on the phone, and it is nasty.
I'm sure you look great, honestly. Dare I say.
It's like bird's nest.
Like, I love that.
So when you wake up every morning, do you think to yourself, oh, I need to go to a morning rave? Because tomorrow, surely that's where you're attending. I'm kidding.
That was our last interview as a guy who does morning raves. It was very cool.
Iconic.
Oh, wow.
I know.
Pretty cool, eh?
Yes.
Our first question for you is, obviously, we are RDU. RDU is presenting Zorza. Zorza is coming up.
Drink.
You are playing at Zorza. Are you excited for the Zorza live show?
Oh, I so am. I think it's the best idea, and I can't wait to watch all the other bands in one hit. It's great.
Truly.
Yeah.
For sure.
I think something really cool about Zorza is the fact that it has built such community around Christchurch's up-and-coming artists, and that's something that Josh and I have seen you doing as well, which we thoroughly applaud you for. So in which ways can we, you know, promote and uplift each other?
That's such a good question. I don't know. I feel like just not breaking down the barriers of different genres of music. So no turning up noses on punk, metal, or even like jazz or singer-songwriter. Just going, music is music, and I like what I like, and maybe something might not be for me, but let's all support each other because... I don't know, you can still respect something and not like it.
Totally.
Definitely.
That's what I would say.
That's a great
thank
answer.
Thank you, yeah.
Lemon Law came out last year, which, correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe was your first full-length album. What was it like in album creation? Was that like an easy process, or was there some difficulty trying to piece it all together into this kind of cohesive album?
Well, yeah, it was the first thing that I'd ever recorded, so it's my first album, so the only experience that I'd had. So comparatively to other people, no idea, but yes, it was hard work, but it was good hard work, and I like to be serious and work really hard and explore lots of different avenues. I like to work hard in the studio. That is something that I have figured out. I forgot what the question is by this point.
You answered it brilliantly, don't worry.
Let's get to your first track. Your first track is your old track, Lawrence Arabia with The Undesirables. Do you want to give us a spiel as to why you chose this song?
I think The Brief was a New Zealand song that's more than 10 years old.
Yeah.
And I've thought to myself, oh my goodness, 10 years, like that's so long. I don't know if I know any music from then. And then I thought, oh man, I'm old, aren't I? Because I do actually know a lot of music. I was thinking like, I wonder if The Reduction Agents is more than 10 years old. And that actually came out in about 2003 or 2006 or something.
Yeah.
It's a long time ago.
Yeah.
And then there's Lawrence Arabia's first album solo, and then there's Chart Darling, which is like the golden child of the album. So I took the song from that.
Awesome. Well, we will play it now, and we'll talk to you right after this track. This is The Undesirables by Lawrence Arabia, picked out by the wonderful Mousy.
I'll let you go out. You can look after yourself. Just leave the undesirables alone. Leave the undesirables alone. Just I'll let you
Yes.
Ben just humming along to the end of it there. He obviously very much liked that. Thank you very much for that song. That was really nice.
You're welcome. It's just a wee short ditty.
You know.
Oh, I love the word ditty. Short ditty.
Yes, so good.
Do you want to hit this one, Ben?
Oh, I can. So there are a few things I wanted to mention regarding touring. COVID-19, so you have to drink because I said it. But one of the main things is touring in this space, and I suppose as well, just because COVID-19 is going on doesn't mean that people aren't, you know, making music for the first time. And so matched with COVID restrictions, artists like yourself having to, you know, do things that they've never done before, but then in such fantastic contexts. And so that's incredibly challenging, I'm sure. I don't want to put words in your mouth, but, like, surely.
Okay. In context of touring, not much has changed other than having to, like, cancel and rebook. That's probably the main one. I think just It's been really annoying. I think the tour that I went on with Mousy, that was cancelled twice.
Oh, that's wow. So annoying.
Yeah. Further. There's something to be said about how you get nervous, less nervous about something as you do it more and more. Josh and I can obviously attest to this regarding our show, when in the first segment of our entire show, we didn't turn the microphones on. Yeah, and so, in which ways have you developed beyond the music?
With live performance?
Yeah, yes. Yeah.
I don't know. I think I'm just so chill about it at this point. I've played a lot of dirty covers gigs over the last 5 years, like hundreds to the point where, like, I'm just so chill about it. And I don't want to be. Like our band has to do hip-hop dancing now outside to just get the blood pumping. So I'm not just, like, thinking about going to bed.
Yeah,
and
totally.
Old.
Yeah.
so we go out into an alleyway or something. We try our best to do some dancing.
Yeah, you got to do something just to be like, you know, I'm scared again.
A morning rave.
Yeah, morning rave.
Hello.
Ben is clearly very invested in this morning rave we've been talking about.
Like, you need it. You need it because you need that energy. And in the past, when you get nervous, you're like, oh man, this just feels so awful. But now I'm like, oh, I would kill for that. To be young and alive.
Yeah, truly.
Definitely. It's really cool to see you as a Christchurch artist coming up. We talk to a lot of artists, some from Dunedin. We get a few Christchurch guys as well. So it's really fun for us whenever we get, I guess, Christchurch people on. How did you find it kind of coming up in the music scene in Christchurch?
I loved it. It's so great here. Yes. I wouldn't move anywhere else.
Oh.
I just think it's so great here. It's so friendly, and it's just a great place to grow.
Yeah.
And
oh, that's
still,
nice.
And I'm still growing, and I love that I'm here.
That's amazing. That's exactly what we want to hear.
Yeah, truly.
So, you know, so many people are like, I gotta go to Wellington. But no, just stay here in Christchurch. It's great. It's great here.
Yeah, it is great. But I will say that I think it's great because you get pushed so much harder here.
Yeah.
Not as many people come out for something that's great here.
Yeah.
So and they don't act in appropriate ways either. So it's funny going on tour and then going to every different city and everyone knows how to behave, and then you come home and everyone's talking and twerking and dropping glasses.
And you're like, what like, is going on here?
And then you're like, oh, that's right. That's why I've worked so hard, because it's always underappreciated. But I've learned to really love that, because you know, the worst thing is to just be a beginner and you're just starting to bloom, and then you get all this attention and you're really popular and you kind of, I don't know,
Yeah.
I don't want to get wrapped up in the success. I just want to grow. So I feel like it's a great place.
Yeah.
Totally.
Definitely.
Your new track is Glass Vaults with Oils and Perfume. Indeed, Glass Vaults are going on their Sounds That Sound Like Music album release tour. You can catch Glass Vaults 4th of December at Space Academy here in Ōtautahi, but they're playing in Dunedin, Wellington and Auckland as well. How come you chose this song?
Well, we're actually opening for them in the show. Really like this track, and they just released it. So congratulations, Glass Vaults.
Yeah,
congratulations indeed. Well, thank you so much for talking to us on our show this morning. Is there any final things you want to plug before we play you out with this track?
I don't know, just buy a ticket to Zorza.
Yes.
It's going to be a great time.
Best promo
right there. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mousy.
Awesome.
You're welcome.
Sweet. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You dream about me all day. Come home and I'll be here to stay. I'm hoping that I won't be alone. So happy I could sing a song. So happy I could sing a song. And we go walk down to the ground, shout it out, shake it down, up, down, break it down. We can be a party if you want. We can be a party if you want. Step off, spin and snap, duck and dive and trickle back, lights low.